We are with President and CEO of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce, Glenn Brewer. And Glenn, I know you guys have a big event tomorrow. That is on Wednesday, August 20th, the Economic Outlook Briefing Luncheon. You had an awesome lineup of featured speakers, but because of the second special session, there's been a little change up with who's actually going to be able to show up at the luncheon. So would love to get that update from you today.
Oh, absolutely, Chelsea. Thank you for asking. And we had made plans, and then the governor made other plans. But I think we've put together a pretty good presentation that's going to fill in. Would you like me just to go down the lineup of what we've got?
Yeah, so initially we were going to have State Representative Trey Wharton, Senator Charles Schwertner, and State Representative Paul Dyson on the panel, but because they are going to be busy in Austin, you've got some alternatives or change-ups that are going to fill in for them.
That's right. Well, and actually we had scheduled Dr. Dennis Jansen. He's the director of the TAMU Private Enterprise Research Center for an Economic Outlook update, and he still is on tap. But following him now, we're going to actually have a video presentation from Senator Charles Schwertner. He has recorded a video for us to play to the group. It's going to have over 425 people there, followed by his chief of staff, that's Brady Vaughn. He's going to come and he's going to give remarks for the senator, probably about 10 minutes on what's happening in the session, so we can still get a little bit of an update of what's going on in our state Senate. Following that, Representative Paul Dyson has recorded a video for us, and it's going to tell us a little bit about what's happening at the legislature, and we're looking forward to that. Then we're going to have, from Trey Wharton, Julie Porter. We all know Julie. She's the constituent caseworker director here from Trey Wharton's office. She's going to come and speak for Trey and talk a little bit about that. And then adding, which was not on the list before, we've got Acting County Judge Kyle Cassell, who's going to come and round out the presentation. And he'll tell us a little bit, as former state representative himself, he understands what's going on over in Austin. And he'll speak, I think, a little on that. But he's also going to give us an update on what's happening in Brazos County.
I know this is a popular event for the Chamber of Commerce, and it's something where you get a lot in attendance. So kudos to you and your staff for getting this figured out on such a tight schedule.
Well, thank you. You never know. You make plans, and then life makes other plans. But we're very excited. It's going to be a great crowd. I mean, there'll be a lot of people there talking business before the meeting and after the meeting. So it's going to be a great luncheon all the way around.
Now, Glenn, are tickets still available for purchase?
We do have a couple of tickets still available. Our tables are all sold out, but if you call the chamber right now, there still may be a few tickets available, but they are limited.